Thank you for calling customer service. This is Christina. May I please have a zip code on the account that you're calling in about?
12043.
Thank you for that. And can I please have the first and last name on the account?
Kathy Mitchell.
Thank you. And can you please verify the address on the account for security purposes?
5509 State Route 145, Cobleskill.
Thank you. I'm just waiting on your account to load now.
And I just got my credit card statement, and I want to know what this company took out for $574. I didn't buy anything from Shopping Deals.
Okay, I see that you were in possibly a contest entry or sweepstakes for the KitchenAid blender.
Yep, and then I called, the guy wanted $60, and I said, no, forget about it.
Mm-hmm. So I see that it was canceled.
So you're sending me a check?
There was no refund issue, but we did get it canceled, so that prevents all future charges effective immediately.
No, listen. I didn't buy nothing. I was scammed into a $2 mixer, right. So I said, no, I don't want it. I want my $5.74 back from Shop Deal.
Okay, well, that was a contest entry. You enter to win the KitchenAid blender, and they pick a weekly winner.
Yeah, and I won, supposedly, if I give you $60. So now I want my $5.74 back because it's a scam.
Okay, ma'am, I don't see where you were charged $60.
I wasn't. I was smart enough to say no way. But
right.
I was charged.
That's not how it works. Let me explain something. Let me explain these terms and conditions to you, okay? When you enrolled to win the KitchenAid blender for $5, ma'am? I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
I said I called the phone number and that's it. I didn't enter nothing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, when you call the phone number, it entered you to win the KitchenAid blender. You didn't actually win.